Blog Talk Radio.
Thou shalt not fall into the Gulf of Roman. This is the coach, Sean Tompkins. Keep falling into the Gulf of Roman.
Seek and destroy! Go!
Promotions brings you Fight Time number 6, Pride and Glory. And boy, that's going to be an exciting card. Over 10 fights. I'm going to be announcing, well, not announcing, but I take that back, but I'll be hosting that show August 19th at the War Memorial Auditorium. If you haven't purchased your tickets yet, go ahead and visit fighttimepromotions.com or ticketmaster.com. That's here in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, August 19th. In fact, today on our show, we're going to be discussing MMA. And we will have one of the fighters that will be on that card, and that is Mike Bernhardt. He will fight Justin Guthrie, Justin Guthrie against Mike Bernhardt. That will be the main event, August 19th, this Friday, at the War Memorial Auditorium, a historic building in itself, a building which has played host to several events, including MMA, pro wrestling, and several other concerts, musical concerts, and even plays and so forth. But the building itself, it's very dynamic, it's very historic. In fact, it is actually now has been coined by one of the fighters that will be fighting on that night, by Mike Bruno, as the Fight Time Arena. So it is known as the War Memorial Auditorium, but for Fight Time's sake, it's known as the Fight Time Arena. Folks, we have a phenomenal fight, and we have a phenomenal show today. Not only are we going to have Mike Bernhardt, but we're going to have Rad Martinez, who has just signed Bellator. He will also be on our show. So we have a jam-packed show. If you want to call in, all you have to do is call I keep forgetting the number. You know, it's too late. I keep doing these shows way too late out here in Eastern Time. It's 11:03 p.m. in Miami, Florida. But the number to call is 714-868-0222. I promise you, I'll remember this number. 714-868-0222. I got to keep drinking my Omega 3. I hear they're good for your brain. But nonetheless, speaking about this Omega 3, on a serious note, we opened up the show listening to the trainer, an MMA trainer well-known in the MMA community, a man who I personally spoke to earlier this year, actually in June, a man that when I heard the news was very saddened, very touched, and surprised, like most of us have been, with the recent news of Sean Tompkins' death. Again, we want to start off the show by saying that his passing took us a major shock. Back when I read the news, I was definitely shocked myself. I couldn't believe it. I'm just 37 years old. He died from a heart attack in his sleep. Doctors have ruled that he had died in his sleep due to a heart attack. This is, again, from the recent article in MMAJunkie.com. Tomskin had a family history of heart disease. Tomskin had an enlarged heart. He recently... There have been several athletes, both in the high school and pro levels, in which have died because of this. It is shocking to know that athletes who watch their diet, are young, and exercise consistently have been tragically attacked by this disease. As of now, heart disease is the number one killer in the United States. Listen to these alarming worldwide numbers, folks. When I was researching this, it really caught me off guard, and I couldn't even believe this. But according to these numbers, 108 people die per minute of heart disease. 108 people die per minute in the world because of heart disease. It gets worse. 156,000 people die per day because of heart disease. And on a yearly basis, 56.7 million people die per year because of heart disease. This is according to a health article in which it just such alarming numbers. And, you know, that's why we got to give thanks every single day when we wake up in the morning, because you never know. And personally, I have been a victim of this heart disease, as it runs in my family. Both my father and uncle have received heart transplants. And my grandfather, actually, he had a heart disease as well, and my grandmother and so forth. And all I can do is just try to prevent it by working out and eating healthy. And also try to live a stressful life. But folks, if you know of this, or if someone in your family suffers from this, educate yourself on this matter. And let's hope our doctors and scientists and God will one day have a solution. God bless Sean and his family. All right, folks, and now we're going to move into the Roman Show episode number 5. The big news this week is that the UFC will possibly, now again, this has not been written in stone, as UFC President Dana White has not approved this yet, or has not said officially, but they have signed, again, this we will find out tomorrow afternoon in Los Angeles. UFC apparently has signed a contract with Fox Network. This is huge, folks. Humongous. This has nothing on Spike TV. From the latest report, The Ultimate Fighter will air on FX, a cable show, and there's allegedly 4 shows that will air on Fox affiliate. Fuel TV will also carry some programming. Again, there's a major, major press conference tomorrow, as the latest news has it. Anderson Silva, GSP, Frankie Edgar have either arrived or are underway to Los Angeles in Hollywood, folks. The UFC is going to Hollywood, and a monumental conference tomorrow will take place. Again, if Dana White tomorrow confirms that the UFC has signed indeed a contract with Fox, this puts the sport at another level. It's going to open a lot of doors for this sport. And MMA is just in its infancy, and by the minute it is growing, and perhaps, as many have already claimed, MMA will take over boxing. And just as Dana White, when I spoke to him a couple of years ago, told me that one day this sport will be recognized as an NFL or a Major League Baseball. MMA is getting huge by the second. We have a caller on the line as we wait for Mike Bernhard, who will be fighting this Friday, August 19th, at the War Memorial Auditorium. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, Ruben, it's your buddy Guillermo, man. How you doing?
Hey, Guillermo, welcome along.
Man, a lot of rumors about tomorrow's
quick question before we wait on a call of Mike Bernhard. What's your take on this possible signing of the UFC and Fox coming together?
Well, it's a huge deal. You know, a lot of people were wondering if a network would take a chance on MMA after, you know, what happened with the big brawl on CBS with Strikeforce and all that. And I'm glad to see the networks haven't completely shunned out MMA. I believe the UFC will show that MMA is a great sport. It's not the incident that happened over in Strikeforce. I think that it'll show the better part of MMA, and it's going to grow. It's going to be worldwide. It's definitely going to take over boxing, no doubt.
Absolutely. You know, when I spoke to Dana White, I remember him telling me that UFC or MMA one day could be in the likes of soccer or an NFL. Do you see it that way one day?
Well, I mean, Dana White, I've, like I said, I've spoken to him at press conferences and things like that before, and he keeps on pointing out the same reason that he believes that that's going to be the case. Unlike other sports where there's all these rules and penalties and all sorts of things that you got to learn and understand before you can enjoy the sport, fighting's fighting, you know. I mean, it doesn't take you to understand it at all. It doesn't matter where you're from, you know, most people understand how to win a fight and who wins a fight, and there's not much to it, you know. So he believes that that simple reason will help it grow even faster than your regular sport would.
Absolutely, and Guillermo, waiting on the call, Mike Bernhard will be fighting August 19th at the War Memorial Auditorium this Friday here in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale to be exact. And we are also waiting on the call on Brad Martinez, who has just signed with Bellator and will be participating in one of the upcoming shows. And actually, Bellator will be wrapping up its season come this Saturday, and then they'll start off a fresh new season like Bellator always does in the fall term. Guillermo, what's your take on Kyle Sutton bashing the Brazilians? He's going to be cornering the main, one of the main eventers on Saturday, next Saturday. Some people are saying that he should wear a helmet.
Well, Kyle Sutton definitely has a way with words. I think he may have taken it too far, taking it to the whole Brazilian population. You know what I mean? Like, if he's got a problem with a certain fighter, you know, take it up with him. But, I mean, to bash a whole country, I think that's going a little too far. But I am very excited about tomorrow's press conference. There's all sorts of rumors on the internet about what possible announcements there may be. It's not only the Fox thing. Dana on his Twitter today said that there's going to be Brock Lesnar-related news. Also, I've been reading on the internet that Alistair Overeem might be signed with the UFC, and his first fight might be at UFC 140. Imagine if that's against Brock. That would be very exciting.
Right.
So perfect for a big press conference tomorrow.
That's another big thing there, that they signed with the Netherlands group over there, in which Alistair Overeem is part of. And that is a big rumor, Brock versus Alistair. Now, we haven't heard a lot of as far as the condition in Brock Lesnar is in. We understand he's a lot better than the first fallout he had. But it would be a very important and a significant fight for Lesnar if he were to take this. But I think it's a little bit taking it overboard, as Lesnar's coming off this significant, severe disease he has had. And Alistair Overeem, he was the champ in Strikeforce. And I think it's a little too soon to give him a person like Alistair Overeem. I don't know if you agree with me on that one, Guillermo.
Oh, no, these are just rumors that are swirling around the internet. But Dana did go on his Twitter today and said that he has very important news about Brock tomorrow. So that'll definitely be a part of it. I don't know if it's going to be that Brock's getting better or that he'll have a date for when Brock's going to fight again or what have you. But he says he's definitely got big news on Lesnar's condition. And we'll see if he's just going to say that he's getting better or if he's actually got a date in mind to set him up with or even a fight already in mind. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, against Overeem, that'd be asking a lot. But, I mean, remember, Lesnar did come back and fight Carwin right off his disease the last time, and he won. So, you know, who's to say what Lesnar can or cannot do? We'll see, you know?
Absolutely. And let's see what type of condition he is in. The last time he came back, he wasn't as muscular. He had seemed like he lost a little bit of weight. He had his, as far as his quickness, wasn't there. He did defeat Carwin, but Alistair Overeem is a different beast, not to take anything away from Carwin, but as we know, Alistair Overeem is an animal with kickboxing, more technical. It'll be a very important, very interesting fight to see what could happen when we have Lesnar and his wrestling skill and hopefully trying to bring him to the ground and ground and pound and hopefully take this home against Alistair Overeem.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Styles make matchups, and, you know, Lesnar was able to take down Kane, but Kane's a wrestler in his own right, and he was able to get back up and take advantage of the stand-up battle where he has an advantage on Brock. But, you know, Overeem's a great kickboxer, number one in the world, actually. He won the K-1 heavyweight tournament. But if Lesnar were to take him down, I don't think Overeem has fight to just bounce back up like Kane did. And if so if Lesnar can take him down, he's got a real chance.
Absolutely. Hey, what's your take on Kimbo Slice? He makes his debut in professional boxing, and he knocks out his opponent. A lot of people are saying that, why did he even bother going into MMA? He should have gone straight to boxing.
So that makes sense. I mean, I would agree with that completely, but who knows? I mean, I guess maybe boxing wasn't ready to give him a chance yet. You know, maybe that's what it was at the time. Who knows? I mean, but remember that his boxing promoter right now is Gary Shaw, and he met Gary Shaw through Elite XC. So, you know, I guess that was the connection that enabled him to finally get into boxing, but he first had to go to MMA in order to make that connection, you know, with Gary Shaw. So who knows? Maybe that's the reason, but I agree with you. He should have probably gone straight to boxing. But you know what? I don't know if he would have made the big money in boxing right off the bat if he had not gone into MMA first, you know? So who knows? Who knows
well,
what
you know what? That just proves to you, Guillermo, how important and how financially MMA has become. Because like you said, in boxing, Kimbo will have not received the paycheck he received with the UFC. So you definitely hit it right there. You hit it with a nail on the cusp
right.
with that comment.
That's what a lot of people
fighting, for example, this last fight he had was in Alabama in a small promotion. And for God's sake, some of the highlight we saw is on YouTube. It's not like we didn't see it off some major network or anything like that.
Right, I agree. I mean, that's the thing. Like, think about it. A lot of people say, oh, UFC, top UFC guys like Lesnar are getting paid a couple million a fight, while guys like Pacquiao are getting 50, 70 million. But that's only for, like, the top number of boxers in the world. I mean, you look at the guys just starting out like Kimbo in boxing. They're not making anywhere near that money. And Kimbo in his first MMA fight made like $500,000. So, I mean, that's...
Well, Guillermo, I got to cut you right now. I got Mike Bernhardt on the line. Keep listening. And if you have any questions for him, feel free to stay on the line and ask him. Guillermo, we'll see you Fight Time 6, August 19th, this Friday. Thanks for calling in.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah,
Mike Bernhardt. Mr. Mike Bernhardt, how's it going, my man?
Fantastic.
How are we doing? I know it's a little late. It's 11:17 over here in South Florida, but I'm sure you're kind of preparing yourself for your fight this Friday at the War Memorial Auditorium. If you haven't purchased your tickets yet, fighttimepromotions.com, ticketmaster.com. Mike is going to be taking on Justin Guthrie. Mike, preparing for this fight. It's been about 10 months since you last entered the cage.
Yeah, it's been about 10 months. I'm just excited to get back. I actually just finished up my last workout, you know, kind of get my body going right around the time when I'm going to be fighting on Friday night. So I feel good.
And tell me about your opponent. From what I've read here, the stats, he's 5-4 from what I read, from what I understand. Not too much in this guy. He comes out of Colorado. Have you been doing your homework on this man?
Actually, he's 11-4 according to MMA.tv or mixedmartialarts.com, whatever it is now. He's a wrestler, seems like a pretty strong guy. I think I'm more than prepared. I've wrestled since I was a kid. You know, I got my black belt in jiu-jitsu this year, and as everyone's seen in my videos, I can my striking is up to par with anybody in the game. So I think I'm more than prepared. I just want to I'm just happy to get back in the cage, and you know, and they throw Justin at me. He's the first person to take a fight with me in a long time. So I got to give him credit. He's not coming from Colorado to lose.
And, Mike, tell me, what injury did you have? What did you recuperate from?
You want the whole list of injuries that I went through?
It's a long list, I bet, huh? Well, give me the most significant one and what took you the longest.
The most significant one was I had a small tear in my ACL, my left knee, which took me out of commission for a couple months. But luckily it healed up just in time for me to have a great training camp for Fight Time 6.
And how did you work around with joining with Howard Davis Jr. here in South Florida? You're a Bella. You fought recently. Your last fight was actually in Action Fight League in South Florida, the Hard Rock. And prior to that, I believe you also fought with Bellator at one time. Now, how did you fight with Bellator?
Actually my last fight was with Bellator. I signed a year contract with them. When it came to re-signing, things didn't work out because I wasn't happy with how they treated me in the past. I only got one fight in that year contract. And it's not free to live in South Florida, so you got to stay busy. The only people that could really give me a fight were Howard and Carla, and they said, you know, just work with us, you know, we'll keep you busy, we'll find your opponent, and we'll help you you know, will help you get back on track. And you know, they've been great to work with. You know, I'm just really excited to be part of Fight Time on Friday.
Absolutely, and Fight Time Promotions is just growing by the minute. Mike, if you want to say something out there to your fans that are going to see you this Friday, August 19th at the War Memorial Auditorium, what message will you deliver to your fans and to your opponent?
You know, first of all, to the fans, you know, make sure you get to Fight Time 6 on Friday at the War Memorial. You know, everybody is training hard, and we do this for you guys. You know, at the end of the day, we're not making a ton of money, but we do it, and we need your guys' moral support. And then as far as my opponent, Justin Guthrie, I hope he came ready to fight, because you know, I'm glad to be back. But at the end of the day, I'm not the nicest person in the ring, you know, to deal with. So I just hope he's ready to fight, and you know, he shows up and helps me give everyone you know, a great show. That's all I want. I just want to have a great fight. I want to make sure that he's there and he's coming to fight.
There you have it, folks. Mike Bernhardt, Justin Guthrie, they'll be leading Fight Time number 6. They will be main eventing the show. And, Mike, I know you pack a lot of heat in those hands of yours, because I've seen your striking. It's definitely sick. We wish you good luck, and we'll see you this Friday at Fight Time number 6. Mike, good luck.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Can I give a shout-out to my sponsor, Romo?
Go ahead.
All right, guys, make sure you check out brawlmall.com. You know, check out you know, all the fight gear. The guys are you know, they're great. They treat the fighters really well, and I've been with them for about 3 years now. So check those guys out.
Awesome, Mike. Get some rest, and we'll see you this Friday at the War Memorial Auditorium for Fight Time number 6.
All right, thank you so
much. Thank you, Mike. Good night. There you heard it, folks. Mike Bernhardt getting ready for his fight this Friday at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. All right, folks, we have another caller. I believe this is Rad Martinez, who has just signed up with Bellator. Rad, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here. Thank you for having
me. No, thank you, Rad. My pleasure to have you here in the Roman Show. I appreciate your time. You just signed with Bellator. Rad is, wow, you definitely have an impacting story. I was reading a little bit about you as far as how you got into this business. You credit Frankie Edgar, UFC champ, lightweight champ, who actually has a fight soon coming up in Texas. He'll be defending his belt against Gray Maynard. But, Rad, you took care of your father. You kept on training because you love the sport. You were featured on ESPN. Your record is impressive. And now you join with Bellator. Tell me how this all came about.
Well, there's a couple of local newspapers and news shows here in Utah who kind of got wind of what I do, that I fight MMA and I take care of my father as well, and they did a couple of pieces, a couple of stories, and the producer for the ESPN story, Danny Arruda is his name, was just on the internet searching for, you know, some stories that were compelling to him that he felt like he wanted to tell on ESPN, and he just stumbled onto my story, and you know, it caught his eye, and he got a hold of us, and you know, the rest is history. We did the story, and it did a great job. So,
wow, definitely a very amazing story, Rad, coming from you. How you took care of your father, you still focused on the sport of MMA. Now, you're a collegiate wrestler, Division I. How are you preparing to enter the Bellator scene?
I'm just training as hard as I can, working on every aspect of my game, my stand-up, my boxing, my jiu-jitsu, my wrestling. Just really trying to become an all-around fighter, an MMA fighter, not just a wrestler, but trying to become, you know, a fighter, an MMA fighter. So I'm working on all the pieces to the puzzle and trying to put it together.
And, Rad, there seems to be a lot of discussion in the MMA community that when they mix up two wrestlers, it makes it a dull fight. But how important is wrestling when it comes to MMA. You know, there's always these things that saying, oh, he's a wrestler, he's boring. Like, for example, they picked on my man Brock Lesnar for a long time, saying he was just a big meathead and he just took people down. But how important is it, how effective is to know wrestling and have that strong background in it?
Well, it's very important. If you come from a wrestling background, then in most of your fights, you're able to choose really where the fight goes, whether you want to keep it standing or whether you want to take it to the ground. And when you can control where the fight is, where you want it, you're in control for most of the fight. So yeah, it's very important to have that background. And also wrestling is just such a tough, demanding sport that, you know, if you're facing a wrestler, he's mentally strong. He has a never die attitude, never quits. And it prepares you. It doesn't just prepare you for the fight game, man. It prepares you for life. So it's extremely important to have that wrestling background in fighting. And you see that a lot of fighters that have a wrestling background are very successful, and that's a big reason why.
There's definitely no doubt. And actually, your last fight, you defeated your opponent by submission. I'm pretty sure you credit your wrestling for bringing down your opponent, Brian Cobb, down. So, Rat, what can we expect you from Bellator? You expect to make a major impact. You expect to get in this tournament. What's going on? Tell me what's happening out here.
Well, yeah, the Bellator tournament starts in January. It's at 145, but this next fight that I'm having is going to be at 155. But I feel like it's a must win. It's a must win situation. If I don't win, I don't get into the tournament. And that's my goal is to get into that tournament and, you know, see what I can do against some of the best guys. And so I'm preparing for all aspects of the game and really working hard. And I mean, my goal is to get in that tournament, but I got to win this fight. So I'm not looking ahead. I'm not worried about anything else other than trying to win this fight in September and trying to get that victory.
Absolutely, Rod. And tell me, you're working out with Frankie Edgar in your camp?
I haven't been able to. He's from New Jersey. I'm from Utah. And then my time schedule with my dad and trying to train too just makes it so hard for me to travel to get out there. I'd love to get out there. Of course, you know, he's a UFC champ. He's the best in the business as far as I'm concerned. So. I've not been able to get any workouts with him, but I'm certainly trying to look for a way to get some in. He'd be a great person to get some work in with.
Rad, well, congratulations on signing Bellator. Now, again, you'll be competing in the next season?
Depending on this, depending on how this next fight goes, but, yeah, that's my plan. I plan on being in the next season, yes.
Absolutely. So we hope to see you on TV soon. We wish you good luck. Anything you'd like to plug, your Twitter, your webpage?
You can find me on Facebook and then on Twitter. My Twitter name is @RadMFTW. And I want to thank all my teammates, my camp, my coaches. And then my sponsor, Aspire Nutrition, and then Bellator for giving me this opportunity. I want to thank all those people. And thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure, Rad. We wish you good luck in that tournament. If you get in there, we're sure you will. And we'll see you on TV or maybe down here in South Florida.
For sure. Thank you very much. For sure. I plan on you guys seeing me out there.
Wonderful. Have a great evening, Rad, and hopefully we'll have you here soon again on the Roman Show. Thank you so very much, and enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, thank you so very much, folks, for tuning in to the Roman Show, episode number 5. We will have another episode this Sunday. We'll let you know on the exact time. Right now we're looking at around 11 a.m. to discuss a little news. Now we're going to stay away from the sports. Folks, it's been a very exciting show. Today we've had Mike Bernhardt, Brad Martinez, who had just signed Bellator. But before we go, on a final note, again, we want to invite you to Fight Time number 6, brought to you by Howard Davis Jr., Fight Time Promotions.
Fight Time 6 Friday in Glory will feature over 10 mixed martial arts fights. You want to be there at the War Memorial Auditorium this Friday, August 19th. Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com, 786-543-1177 if you want to call in. We've had several of these fighters on our show. Mike Bernhardt. We also had John Big Boy Jensen, who's going to be competing again. Oh, sorry, Chris Jensen against Cedric James. Chris Jensen was on our show. He said how he's preparing, how he's gotten his cardio up. In fact, tonight he is here in South Florida passing the word about his fight. Mike Bruno will also be on the card. He's searching for his fourth victory in a row. John Rivera, we also had him on the show, a man who has had over 30 years in kickboxing. He will take on Javier Baez. Both of these men will be making their debut inside the Fight Time cage. Pedro Rubio versus Moises Abreu. I mean, the list goes on and on. You can visit fighttimepromotions.com to find out more about this card and also to purchase tickets. All right, folks, I am your host, Rodolfo Roman. Next time, please call in and you can speak to one of our fighters that call in here on our show. Again, make sure you keep up to me with me at on Twitter at RomanDH. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/RodolfoRRoman. And also here on Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/RodolfoRoman. Folks, it has been a pleasure. We hope you enjoy yourself. And again, come out this Friday at the War Memorial Auditorium for Fight Time number 6. I'll be hosting the show. You definitely want to be there for exciting, exciting fireworks, hits, kicks. This is by far the top-notch promotion in South Florida. Folks, we'll see you next time here on The Roman Show. Good night from South Florida.
Walk alone in the unknown.